listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have the PR marketing manager at Calliope, Lisa Alexander. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. All right, so Calliope, It is, you guys have a lot of stuff going on, but we're going to talk about first this Saturday, April 6th at 7 p.m. at the Carnegie Lecture Hall. It's slightly different from the Carnegie Music Hall, I think.
Yes, it's on the other side of the building.
On the other side of the building, don't get confused. Mm-hmm. And it's with The Seldom Scene.
Yes.
They're a prolific bluegrass band.
Yes.
Highly, like, they recorded so many albums, but they're touring now, so they're coming here. So why, who is The Seldom Scene, and why is this event special?
Well, okay, it's special, I think, for two reasons. One, we're very excited to be back in the Carnegie Lecture Hall. Mm. We, for many, many, many years, we've presented concerts in there until, all the way up until the pandemic, and then the pandemic pandemicked, and we had to bounce around a little bit. So we are really excited. This is the first show that we're going to be able to do back in the Carnegie Lecture Hall. And we're particularly excited to be doing this with The Seldom Scene. Our audience loves them. We presented them at the Lecture Hall, actually. I think it was in like 2013. So it's been quite some time. But they're just an amazingly talented group of musicians. And their original band started in 71 in Bethesda, Maryland. And, you know, the members of the band have switched up, but the guys that are playing with them now were recruited by two of the original members, and they've been together since 95, something like that. And they are just remarkable musicians. And it's the kind of music that really makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, you leave there feeling buoyant, I think. You know, and they have a dobro. I love a dobro, you know. So
that sounds very fun.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, are they going to do, like, I'm sure they have so many things they could play. They're probably going to do from all the ranges of every single genre single era they have.
It's possible. I know, you know, they'll probably do a mix of originals and some interpretations of things, which always, I think, makes for a good show. And, you know, it'll be good to hear them again in the lecture hall. Musicians particularly seem to really like, you know, bring people in for sound check. And it's just beautiful in there, but everything sounds amazing in there. And so to hear this particular group of musicians who are so incredibly talented play together in that space, I think, and you know, being the first concert back in the lecture hall in a long time, I think is really exciting for us.
Yeah, so, no wonder it's special.
Yeah.
Being back for them 10 years to Pittsburgh, and for you guys a couple years for the lecture hall.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good night. So, and this is, you know, this concert isn't part of our regular subscription series. It was something we added on because we could. you know, we're all looking forward to it. I can't believe it's like a week away now. I feel like I've been planning for it for a while. Now suddenly it's almost time. So.
Yeah, it's April. Where did the time go?
I have no idea.
And how much are tickets, and parking-wise, where are we going?
Okay, so tickets are $41.
Okay.
And they can, you know, you can buy them on our website. And parking, there's a lot. And you can park in the museum lot. And then you walk, you know, you park in the Carnegie Museum lot, and there's a walkway where you can walk around the building to go in, because it is on the back side of the building.
Backside.
It's not the music hall. It's the lecture hall. So, you know, it'll be well lit. We'll have signs out there. But yeah, you can park in the museum lot or on street parking too. There's always that.
There's always that.
Yeah, down by the library and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be such a fun event.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And The Seldom Scene is so cool. So everybody's going to love it.
Yeah.
So what else is going on after The Seldom Scene?
Right. Actually, very quickly, I think it's like 2 weeks after The Seldom Scene, we're back to our regularly scheduled season. So we'll be back this past season for our main stage series. It's been at the City Winery, the new City Winery that's in the terminal building in the Strip District. And we are going to be presenting Caña Dulce y Caña Brava on Saturday, April 20th. And their performance involves like poetry, music, dance, and the traditional attire of Veracruz, Mexico. The performers themselves, they're beneficiaries of the Jarocho culture, and they're going to be focusing a lot on female voices and some poetry. And I don't know if anybody has seen any of I've been putting videos on social media and on our website. It's just like beautiful as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a sonically and visually beautiful experience. So that's going to be a good show too. And then another feel-good show, but in a different way. So I've been looking forward to that all season too, because we've never presented them before.
Yeah,
so
that seems like a new group.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Good.
So, and then just I think another couple of weeks after that, we're going to be presenting Harry Manx, who is amazing. And actually, I think Calliope brought him in a long, long time ago. I think it was before my time. But I had seen him perform just the last month at Folk Alliance in Kansas City, and he was amazing. He's also kind of a mix of blues, country, folk, and Indian classical music, which is an interesting mix. He kind of fuses together like Eastern musical traditions with the blues, so much so that he's been referred to as the Mysticippi blues man. I always have to say that slowly. Mysticippi blues man.
That's such a good catch name.
Yeah, and it's really enchanting. I think his music is just really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's also going to be an interesting evening of music, too. And that's the last show of the subscription series.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's all happening.
All very, happening
very
really
quickly.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he, when he combines Eastern and bluesgrass music, what instruments does he use? Do you know that?
Well, he's got some of the, guitar and harmonica, but he also has an instrument that he plays called the Mohan Veena, which is a 20-stringed instrument.
Yeah.
That was invented, I believe, by his mentor. And it's a really neat-looking instrument and even cooler-sounding one. So it'll be exciting to get to see him play that.
I was like, wow, because you got to have something that can cover all of the Eastern music scales.
Yeah.
And it's very different from Western music.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's a really interesting, I don't think I've heard anything quite like the kind of music that he plays before. So I'd heard of him and I knew we were presenting this show coming when I had seen him last month in Kansas City, but then I just walked into this room and there he was playing this instrument and it's just really beautiful. And I thought, okay, now I'm really excited about May 4th. So that'll be good too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine 20 strings.
I can't even imagine.
That's amazing. And do you guys have plans for next season yet?
We're working on it. Everything's in the works. So we're building next season as we speak. We'll have, over the summer, we've been doing a summer series, under the tent at Schenley Plaza. Mm. We've been putting, featuring local bands in there. We started doing that actually somewhere around the pandemic. We've been offering those concerts. You don't need a ticket. You can just show up and we collect tips for the artists. And those are super fun.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed that we've been able to do that. And so we'll start that up probably in July. I would say. July, August, and September typically. But we're working on confirming that those dates and the dates for our upcoming season, which we'll probably announce at the end of this one.
Yeah.
So,
very exciting.
Lots of good stuff in the works.
Yeah, lots of good stuff in the works. Mm-hmm. And do you guys participate in a lot of festivals during the summer?
Sometimes, yeah. It just depends on what's going on. We often do music at a fair in the park.
Yeah.
We participate in rad days and things like that. Whatever comes up and gives us an opportunity to showcase, local artists or any of the artists from the groups. We have multiple sponsor groups that we work with, the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, the Steel City Ukuleles, and many others. And sometimes if we can give those musicians opportunities at festivals and things, we do.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of festivals this summer.
Yeah.
I feel like after now that, with the pandemic, it kind of shrunk and now it's slowly getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to see more and more people turning out again. It was not a quick turn.
No, it took a little bit.
Yeah, really didn't happen quickly. And I think still some people are reticent to be in public, but the outdoor things really, really helps. That's why the Schenley concerts have been such a great thing too. It's been seeing people show up at those that I haven't seen in a long time. Yeah. So it's nice. People bring a chair and hang out and listen to some music outside. So.
Well, and Schenley Park's so beautiful. I mean, why wouldn't you want to sit there?
Yeah, it's cool. And, they've got snacks and food right nearby. That's always a motivator for me.
Always. You got to have the food nearby.
Yeah.
And you guys also have a school of folk music, too.
We do, yeah. We've been, the Calliope School of Folk Music has been around since the 90s, actually.
Wow.
And right now we're in the midst of our spring term. So we do 3 terms a year, fall, winter, and spring. Mm-hmm. Right now we've been having classes at Winchester Thurston School in Shadyside, and they've been a great partner for this, and the school just continues to grow, and we offer a variety of classes in, banjo and fiddle and guitar, Irish session tunes, beginning voice. It changes term to term, but, we usually have those basics in some format each term, and I've taken classes myself,
Oh, yeah?
And it's great for me because I'm not I'm not a performer, but I like to play around. Mm-hmm. And so it's non-competitive and the class size is small. So it's really given me time to really learn and not feel overcome by being in a large situation of any kind. But it's good. The school's, I'm glad the school is still going strong. And, you know, Winchester Thurston, I think, has certainly helped us too with providing such a good space.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like a very intimate space, but also allows you to just freewheel it, jam out, figure out what you like, mm-hmm. what you don't like, experiment.
Yeah, it's cool too, because I know, you know, the school's been around for a while, and I still hear people to this day say, oh, you know, I met this guy in a Calliope class, and now we're in a band together, or they just play music privately together, and they still continue. It really fostered a lot of nice relationships that continued well into the future, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah. We need a lot more of those relationships now.
Yes, so. We do.
Well, that's amazing. And Calliope has been, the idea of Calliope anyway, has been in existence since the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. Right?
It's been a long time. It's interesting because, I mean, I'm from the Hopewell, Aliquippa area, so mm-hmm. I've grown up and around the city. You know, I've pretty much always been here. And I wasn't familiar with Calliope when I was a kid, and it wasn't until I got older that I started hearing a little bit about who Calliope is. And now I'll run into people and I'll say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I work for Calliope. And they're like, oh, Calliope, I remember when they did this show at this place. And it was like 40 years ago or 30 years ago. Not quite. Yeah, somewhere around there. But it's always nice to hear the different ways people have interacted with us. And the story of Calliope's beginnings, I think, is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's started as a house on the north side that was owned by our founder, George Baldrose, who's an amazing bagpiper, bought this house. And, you know, local musicians were hanging out there and making music and sharing ideas with one another. And some people even lived there. And eventually somebody brought up the idea of having house concerts. And so they started doing that. And then soon, you know, musicians traveling through Pittsburgh on their way to Cleveland or D.C. or Columbus or whatever would stop and play music and hang out with people at the house, and then it just kind of grew from there. And it was some people might remember the Smoky City Folk Festival that used to happen on Flagstaff Hill, and through the 80s, and then eventually just grew into a series. We've been at many places around the city: Soldiers and Sailors, Synod Hall, the Carnegie Music Hall, and smaller places like Rosebud, and eventually landing at the Carnegie Lecture Hall.
Yeah.
And we did develop a smaller series, the Root Cellar series, which was at the Marshall Building in Shadyside. And the pandemic forced that series to go virtual for a while. But we've managed to have two shows there, you know, over the past season with some local bands, and they were really great. It was also really nice to get back into that space again, too. So we're looking forward to putting some more shows back there again, too, hopefully for next season. So, lots of good things coming.
Lots of good things coming soon. Yeah. And and the music you target, is it folk music? Like, how would you describe it?
Well, I mean, folk can be such a broad term,
yeah.
I would think. You know, it's always hard to kind of encapsulate it. But we try to have a pretty diverse season, kind of, I guess, beginning with folk. But, you know, I think it blends a little Americana music, a little world music, blues, Irish, bluegrass, you know, just kind of... It kind of stretches. We kind of stretch the idea of folk while also presenting just straight up traditional folk music. What people would think is straight up traditional. We definitely do a lot of that. But then whatever that means, it's hard to capture exactly what that means.
Well, and folk music is, it's supposed to be the voice of a country, right?
Yeah.
And so you can't really just keep it in America. You got to go other ways.
Yes, exactly.
But it might not be folk music then. So then you got to have to redefine it, or, as you said, stretch it. So,
yeah, it's a very multifaceted word, I think, you know. And I think the general interest in folk music, especially in Pittsburgh, I think has changed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it did before me, or before I paid attention to it. It's had its own, has its own trajectory, but I think there's been more of an increase in interest in it over the years, and it's nice to see young people getting really involved with folk music and showing up at concerts, because the original, like the Calliope community itself from the 70s, the original Calliope House community, because that was such a I don't know, was such an amazing thing into and of itself. It is still alive and well in Pittsburgh and around outside of Pittsburgh as well. But it's nice to see, you know, folk reaching everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing these shows pop up all over the place. And I don't know. I mean, music is, you know, it's one of the great joys of life. So I think anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I like all kinds of music. So,
yeah. Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Is there anything else you want to talk about in regards to Calliope?
I don't know. That pretty much is Calliope in a nutshell.
It's Calliope in a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that nutshell can always be expanded. There's always something more to say.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, The Seldom Scene will be this Saturday
mm-hmm.
at the Carnegie Lecture Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $41. There's plenty of parking. It'll be fun. It's a big event. They haven't been here in 10 years at least. So it's going to be a great event. And keep an eye out for Calliope's next season, as well as all their summer events, which are coming out soon.
Yeah.
Lisa, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change.